Steve Miller. Zimbabwe continues to wait for the results of its presidential election. VOA's Jeff Custer reports a day after security forces clashed with protesters who were demanding to know who the country's next leader will be.
Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa says his government has been in touch with the main opposition leader. It's an attempt to ease tensions after election-related violence in the country's capital. The government has condemned the opposition for the protesters who threw rocks and set fires after the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission said the ruling ZANU-PF party had won a parliamentary majority in Monday's election. The opposition believes it was cheated of victory by a commission allegedly biased toward the government. The Electoral Commission said the vote was credible. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence presided over a ceremony in Hawaii marking the repatriation of presumed remains of U.S. soldiers from North Korea. Armed Forces DNA expert Timothy McMahon says the lengthy identification process begins in a Hawaii lab.
We will grind the bone into a powder, and then we add a special buffer to it that dissolves the bone completely. It's kind of like turpentine on paint. Turpentine dissolves paint completely. This dissolves the bone completely. That will free up the DNA that we need, and then we will pass it through a special filter that allows us to wash everything away that we don't want and leaves the DNA behind.
North Korea has provided almost no information to help identify the individuals. China appealed to Washington to stay level-headed following a threat to raise tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods in a dispute over technology policy. Foreign Ministry spokesman Gong Shuang said China was open to dialogue, but unilateral threats and pressure would backfire against the United States. The U.S. complains Beijing steals or pressures foreign companies to hand over technology. This is VOA News. Singapore's foreign minister announced that the ASEAN member states and China have arrived at a single draft negotiating text for the Code of Conduct, or COC, with regards to the South China Sea disputes.
This will be a living document, and it will be the basis for future COC negotiations.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said that the development is good news and a breakthrough for the negotiations of the COC. The COC is a proposed set of regional norms and rules aimed at preventing the long-seething disputes from degenerating into a shooting war. Pope Francis has changed Catholic Church teaching about the death penalty. In a new policy published Thursday, the Catholic Church says that it is always inadmissible because it attacks the integrity and inherent dignity of all humans. The Vatican said Pope Francis has approved the change to the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Thursday, Starbucks launched a partnership with Alibaba's Chinese food delivery platform. Reuters' Ed Giles has that story.
The two companies will collaborate across various businesses in the Alibaba empire. Starbucks will also collaborate with Alibaba's ubiquitous online payment platform, Alipay. Alibaba's delivery service has 3 million registered riders, and the new partnership will start with deliveries from 150 Starbucks stores in prime locations, then expanding to over 2,000 stores across the country by the end of this year. Starbucks currently has 3,400 stores in China and plans to nearly double that by 2022.
That was Reuters reporter Ed Giles. Wednesday, the Trump administration announced sanctions against Turkey's Minister of Justice and Minister of Interior in connection with American pastor Andrew Brunson's detention. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
As a result, any property or interest in property of both ministers within U.S. jurisdiction is blocked, and U.S. persons are generally prohibited from engaging in transactions with them.
Pastor Brunson was arrested following a failed 2016 coup that sought to overthrow Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's government. Turkish authorities accused the American pastor of helping the coup leaders. The sanctions are likely to put a new strain on U.S.-Turkey relations, which have soured in recent years. Save the Children says about 3,000 Yemeni children are fleeing every day from the port city of Hodeidah. The news comes as fighting between a Saudi-led coalition and Yemen Shiite Houthi rebels continues to rage. The three-year stalemated war has killed over 10,000 people. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
Voice of OAA.